Dear brothers and sisters, once a newly ordained priest had to preach at a wedding and he wasn't sure what he could preach. He was walking outside thinking. And then he entrusted his concern to an elderly lady he knew from before. And then, what shall I tell the couple at the wedding? And then the elderly lady simultaneously said, simply tell them to forgive each other ever anew, every day. Today's readings are about contrition. It's about forgiveness. And in the New Testament, we have a new law which demands on us Christians a superhuman strength to forgive even our enemies and to pray for them, to love them. And this is something we can only do with the help of God's grace. Forgiveness, granting mercy, is something we are confronted every single day, also in family life. First of all, we must acknowledge we are all prodigal sons ourselves. Holy Scripture says, the just one falls seven times a day. How many of us would deserve to be condemned? It would even be just. Yet God forgives if we are contrite. In the first reading, God even looks at the humbling of Ahab, who was the most sinful king ever in Israel history. The first reading said, no one gave himself up to the doing of evil in the sight of the Lord as did Ahab. So even here, our Lord, when this man, this evil man, humbles himself, he somehow forgives. When we realize ourselves that we are sinners, then it will be easy for us to forgive. And I think if we have a hard time to forgive, it is a sign that we maybe never really realized what it means to be forgiven by God, what it cost our Lord on the cross that our sins can be forgiven. If I understand what our Lord did for me, and when he forgives me, what it means for me, then it will be easy for me to say to someone else, I forgive you when you offend me. We should daily make an examination of conscience to see how we have offended God, for sure. And then we must be contrite. But we must also regularly examine who has offended me, who is irritating me, who was rude to me, who has humiliated me. And then we need to forgive with all our heart in great and small matters. There are very few matters which our blessed Lord treats so seriously in the Gospels than forgiveness. Our Lord never said he will not forgive adultery. He never said he will not forgive blasphemy. He never said he will not forgive sacrilegious communion. But he said that he will not forgive the one who will not forgive himself from the heart, his brother. There's an extraordinary story of Anne Marie Schmidt. She was born in Czechoslovakia. She grew up in a village, and as she said, the children were taught virtue and love, humility by example of the parents. Now this village was occupied by the Germans, and almost all the inhabitants were killed, they were shot during the occupation through the Germans. They all had to denounce their faith and greet with Heil Hitler. But no one did it. So almost all the village was wiped out. Then a few years later, when the Germans were losing and the Russians won the upper hand, Anne-Marie Schmidt was captured by the Russians together with her dearest friend, Christina. It was a very beautiful girl, very mystical girl. And she often saw in Anne-Marie Schmidt that she was somehow unforgiving. She was seeking revenge of those who treated them so badly. So They were put into a woman prison, and in this prison there was a guard who was more evil than anyone else she ever met during the war. And even the guards in this prison, this Russian prison, feared him. One day, Anne Marie and her friend prayed. And when this man, this evil guard, saw them praying, he killed her friend. Anne Marie wanted so badly to take revenge and kill him. On the other hand, she had this inspiring example of her parents, who were very loving. Also the inspiring example of her dear friend, Christina. And then suddenly she heard a voice, the Lord talking to her. Anne Marie, do you love me? And then she said, yes, Lord, I love you. Another day, the guard came again, and he beat her down very badly, and her kidney was badly damaged. And then she said to him, I forgive you because I love you in Jesus' love. And this happened for several weeks. The guard, he went through all the cells in the prison, and often he would beat down, abuse the woman. When he came again to her after a few weeks, things began to change. Each time she had said, in Jesus' love, I forgive you. And then sitting at her bedside, he said to her, speak to me of Jesus. Now after a couple of weeks of teaching the Catholic faith, he asked her, do you think that this God could love me? I have been so bad. And then she said, yes, you are evil. And then he asked her, do you love me? And then she replied, in the power of Jesus, I love you. But then he asked her again, but do you love me? She could not say that she loves him. She could only say that in the power of Jesus' love, she could love him. And then this evil God, he asked her, what do I need to do that Jesus takes my sins from me? And then she said, you must be baptized. And then he said, do it now. And he replied, yes, there's a river, please baptize me. So he made an act of contrition, and she baptized him in a river. And from now on, this formerly most horrible God became the best God of these women in the prison. He helped the women in whatever way possible to lighten their burdens. But not only this cruel God was changed by forgiveness Anne-Marie Schmidt by her example, but also Anne-Marie Schmidt went through a profound transformation. Forgiveness has an incredible power, not only in ourselves, but also towards others. It makes us a light for the Christian faith. Forgiving does not mean that we look for a safe place. It does not mean that we get it out of our head what has been done to us. It does not mean to suppress the evil or downplay it, but we recognize the suffering that is caused by the offender. But then we must forgive from the heart. And only in Jesus' love can we forgive from the heart. We must say, I forgive you, whoever the person is, maybe a family member, maybe anyone else in the workplace. I forgive you for having humiliated me, for having abused me, for having abandoned me, for having rejected me, for anything you did, I want to forgive you. Whatever it is, I want to forgive. We know that forgiving can be very, very, very hard, especially when we were hurt in a very traumatic way. It can cause very deep wounds, and then they hinder us to walk on. The problem is when we harbor resentment, resentire from the Latin, it comes up again and again and again. Now this traumatic experience will rule our life. And now the offender does not only has offended me, but now he rules my life. And the vicious circle begins to grow and to grow and to grow. It paralyzes me. So this vicious circle can only be broken by an act of forgiveness. And we cannot do it without God's help. The Catholic religion, the Christian religion, is the only religion that demands that we forgive from the heart even our enemies. There is no other religion who does that. And we can only do it by the love and grace of our Lord. Forgiveness is an ongoing necessity. It is a daily act. We must constantly renew it. Because every day, or almost every day, we are being disappointed or hurt by someone. And therefore, forgiveness must become a virtue. How does forgiveness become a virtue? Many acts of forgiveness form the habit of forgiveness, and it becomes a virtue. So right away, when I'm offended, we need to remind ourselves it is permitted by God. It's in the providence of God for a reason. And then God allows something evil to happen in our lives, and being attacked or offended is something which hurts us very much. But it is God's providence, and when God allows it to happen to us, then he gives us at the same time the grace that we can forgive. And when we are hurt, we must not look at the offender, we must not look at our hurt, we need to look at our Lord. And right away ask, Lord, help me to forgive from the heart. When I stay with the offender, when I stay at the hurt, I'm paralyzed. I cannot think clearly anymore. I need to go to our Lord, and there I find the light. And then we can participate in the forgiving love of our Lord on the cross. Our Lord on the cross, he did not say, Father, condemn them, what we would all deserve. But he said, Father, forgive them. And this love we need to imitate to be true children of God. It's the hardest, but it's the most sanctifying act when we forgive our enemies from the heart. And today, the couples will renew their marriage vows. So we all want to make today a special act of contrition. And then this renewal of the marriage vow will have even more effect.